Greetings, Earthling. What are you a fan of? Please, make me a fan.
I like to sing, dance, pretend, and I like to have fun.
What's going on?
Recording. I was going to do an intro, but you started talking. Good morning, Vietnam! How's everyone doing today? I'm doing another little mini-sode today. Yeah, I'm recording right now. I'm doing the mini-sode with the smartest and funniest woman I know. Yeah, you know that's a joke because women aren't funny.
Sean!
So, yeah, let me introduce the woman that keeps me healthy, happy, fed, and sexually satisfied, my beautiful wife, Carrie McGregor. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing, babe?
Fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Are you super excited to be on this podcast?
Yeah.
So how many podcasts have you been on now?
None.
This is your very first podcast?
Yeah.
How many podcasts have you listened to?
All of them.
All the podcasts in the world.
No, just all of yours.
Oh, so you have listened to all mine?
Yeah.
Okay, so you should get all the jokes in tonight's episode.
Okay, I'm lying.
All right. Well, Carrie's not toasting whiskey, but she does have wine. What kind of wine are you drinking right now?
I think it's Cabernet.
A Cabernet?
Cabernet.
Cabernet?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of wine is that?
Is that red.
Okay, red?
Yeah.
All right, I am drinking Maker's Mark. Sounds good. All right, cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, Carrie's got her phone on.
As always.
And I did bring a glass of water this time. I learned my lesson with my last mini-sode. And my voice gets really hoarse.
Make sure they all hear you gulp.
Way to cover while I was drinking and wait until after I was done drinking for you to say something. That's a pretty good podcast companion right there. So, are you really excited for tonight's topic?
I don't know. What is tonight's topic?
You didn't read the description before you downloaded the podcast?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right. Any guesses on what the topic is?
No.
It is Irish New Year's Eve traditions.
Oh.
That sounds like something we could both be fans of, right?
Sure.
Now, I'm Irish. You're Irish by injection.
Oh, stop. That's so gross.
All right. So, some Irish traditions. Ireland's home to some of the most unique traditions and superstitions in the world. And it's especially true when it comes to ringing in the new year. 2007 is just about to begin. So,
2007 is just about to begin?
17. I'm going to go back and edit that part out.
You shouldn't.
I'm going to have people do it for me because, you know, I'm a super famous podcaster.
No, you should leave it.
You know, I got all these little Mexicans running around in the basement that do stuff for me.
That's kind of weird to say.
That's not weird.
Okay, go on.
I call them Oompa Loompas, but they're Mexican. They're like Trumpa Loompas.
Sean, just finish.
Okay, so, yeah, these traditions are, you know, a lot about bringing in the new year with good luck. And, you know, 2016, so terrible, right?
It was pretty awful ending, yeah.
Well, yeah, for you, the ending was really bad. But all in all, I don't think 2016 was really all that bad. You know, some famous old people died.
A lot of famous people died.
Boo fucking who? Wouldn't it be, like, in your case, sadder if, like, your pets died or your children or your friends or family instead of some, you know, people you've never fucking met, you've watched them in a couple of movies.
Like, yeah, 100%. But I learned on the news this morning that celebrity deaths basically train us, so to speak, for our real deaths, as in, like, our family, our friends, our pets. So people that, like, really, really, really liked Carrie Fisher and really feel like they're mourning her death are just basically practicing for when like a real quote death happens in their life from someone that is a part of their life on a fairly regular basis.
I can kind of see that on a small scale.
Like it was really sad when Lemmy died.
Yeah,
right,
of course.
For you.
Or in 94 when Kurt Cobain died.
Right. So that and was basically.
You weren't old enough to remember that, but.
So that's basically yeah. like.
But everyone in my life basically like. Everyone that has died in my life, like, died before, like, Kurt Cobain in 94. I lost all my grandparents before that. So I didn't have any build-up to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can kind of see that. I just kind of think that's like saying playing a Call of Duty gets you trained and used to mowing people down in the street with the AR-15.
Okay.
It's my analogy.
Okay.
Good to have someone.
Well, I'm not going to debate you on it. I'm just relaying what I learned on the news.
No, I wasn't trying to debate it. I was just having a discussion. But, you know, like, if people really wanted, you know, socialism, maybe they could stop worshiping people who pretend for a living, and then the millions of dollars that they make to go and play pretend can actually go to something more worthwhile. You know, like independent podcast and comic book artist. Like,
mm-hmm.
me. So, okay. Anyway, bunch of jerks. Let's get right into it. Centuries ago, it was customary to begin the new year with a spotlessly clean house. As a result, houses were thoroughly cleaned as it signified a fresh start to the new year.
We should do that.
I think we kind of got that covered. As you know from listening to all the previous episodes, my beautiful wife, Carrie, likes to vigorously vacuum.
I don't like excess dog hair. Excess? SS? No. Whatever the fucking word is. I don't like a lot of dog
excessive.
Hair.
Excessive.
Excessive.
Yeah. But, I mean, we keep the house pretty clean. We do have a lot of animals, and I'm pretty messy myself.
You are.
But I clean up after myself once a week.
But you don't really clean your own space once a week, or really ever. Unless I tell you to clean it.
I clean it once a week.
No, you don't.
Okay, Mom. But anyway, although, you know, on Sunday when the temps finally got above 40 degrees, I did go and bury all the patio furniture, and I got the garage all cleaned up and organized.
Yes, so, that was definitely awesome.
Yeah. So I think we got that one covered.
I can park my one car in our two-car garage
and
now.
You can... Yeah, well, I have a lot of power tools. I'm a man. I have a chainsaw. I have a miter box.
That, who got you?
Chains. Oh, did you see the warranty, or not warranty, the recall on the chainsaw that
that's
I left?
No, that's what that thing was for?
Yeah, there's a recall on the chainsaw because it could kill people.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and not just because I'm using it and I have a tendency to chainsaw people to death.
Okay, well, what are they doing about it then?
You got to call a number and they'll tell you what to do. I'm sure they'll probably, like, go to this store, get a replacement, some
okay.
shit like that.
Well, you better do that, because that thing wasn't
cheap. You bought it, you call them.
Nope.
What if they want, like, your credit card information?
Then let me know, and then I'll call them, but you call them first.
That's two phone calls.
I gotta talk to enough people throughout the day that I don't want to talk to.
There are starving children in Africa that would kill for a two-minute phone call.
That has... No, I know. That doesn't make any
All right.
sense.
So, another tradition... Irish New Year's tradition, involved banging on the doors and walls of the house with Christmas bread to chase the bad luck out of the house and invite the good spirits in.
So running out of your house with Christmas bread in your hand?
No, you're banging it all around the house.
Inside or outside?
Well, it says doors and walls, so I imagine inside.
Okay.
I pictured
well, you better
inside.
Do that before you thoroughly clean your house then, since
That's...
you're probably going to need to vacuum up all the breadcrumbs.
That's a pretty good point. I bang shit around the house all the time. You know, like doors, cabinets, my toes, you, my head on the low part of the ceiling down here in the man cave.
Me.
But I've never used bread. I bang you.
Oh my God. Can we stop with that?
But maybe I'll have to go to the store and get one of those, you know... In all the movies, whenever anyone's walking with, like, a paper bag full of groceries, they always have, like, I think, lettuce sticking out, and then one of those long breads.
French bread?
Is that what it is? French bread? The long loaf?
Yeah.
Get one of those, just run around the house, just beating everything like the LA police in the 90s.
But that says Christmas bread. That's different than French bread.
French people celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, but Christmas bread, there's like a specific bread.
Like formula?
Yeah, it's got like, it's like a recipe. It's got like stuff in it.
Stuffing? That sounds like Thanksgiving bread.
I think Britter was talking about it, or someone recently was talking about it. I was like, so that's what Christmas bread is.
Tell me more about Christmas bread while I take a drink so that you don't hear me swallow.
I don't know
anything. Just say stuff.
Okay, I don't know anything about Christmas bread.
Gulp.
They probably all heard you just gulp.
Hopefully.
Did you fart?
No, I washed it down with water. Why, do you smell something?
Yeah. Smells like fart.
Probably you. Probably that fucking garbage disposal.
No.
I didn't fart. Brody down here?
No. Okay, so go on with your Irish New Year traditions.
So, next one is a lot of meaning was also placed on who would be the first person to pass through the door on New Year's Day. If it was a tall, dark, handsome man, it would bring the home and its occupants good luck. But if it was a red-haired girl, it would bring hardship and grief. So this is Christmas Day. So the first person to pass through the door probably be me, you know, letting the dogs out in the morning, Christmas Day. And I am, would you say I'm tall, dark, and handsome with some pretty baby blue eyes?
Yeah, you're not really dark, but...
In the summer, I can be.
You're tall and handsome.
My hair is dark. My beard's pretty dark, except for the gray.
You should really shave that.
I should really grow it out and then shave it? Is that what you said? Mm, all right, yeah. Cool. So, yeah, besides me, the only one to that description is probably Adam. He's tall and he's got dark hair. He's kind of handsome, right?
Sure.
I mean... He's definitely not dark. He's pale as fuck. But, yeah, the only red-haired girl we know has got to be, Chuck. He's a red-haired woman.
Chuck is a red-haired woman.
Yeah. He's a ginger female. And his daughter, Riley, who is the most adorable little red-headed girl ever.
I heard Ava dreaming upstairs.
Is she?
Yeah, she's like doing that little bark thing in her sleep. And yes, Riley is. But we could also have like my nieces are like strawberry blonde, which is kind of red.
Yeah.
Which I would say Riley is. Riley is not a ginger. Riley has like strawberry blonde hair.
Yeah, Chuck is like straight up ginger though.
No, he's not.
You've never seen him shirtless.
He does not have red hair on his head.
I said shirtless.
On his head.
Shirtless.
Okay, well,
Have you ever seen his pubes?
No, you know what? Shauna, that's our ginger.
Shauna's not ginger.
She's straight up, she's got red hair. Yeah.
Have you ever seen it grow out? Like, Chuck's mom is straight up ginger.
Yeah.
Like, before she got gray, like, before she dyed it, she was, like, a redhead.
Okay, so we don't want anyone ginger or strawberry blonde then walking through our
not
door.
Not the first person.
On New Year's Day.
Because gingers bring bad luck.
On New Year's Day, right?
Yeah, New Year's Day. All right, so where the fuck were we? We were talking about gingers. We don't want them to ruin our New Year. Now, this one goes out to all the losers out there that won't be kissing anyone at midnight because they don't have anyone special in their lives.
That's not nice.
That's like 90% of my crew. That's like all my male friends, basically. That's Adam, TJ, and Sausage.
I'm pretty sure Sausage has probably someone to kiss at midnight.
Not if he's with us, unless he brings her with. And there's so many different... We probably shouldn't talk about that this on the air. That's a sensitive subject. We don't want anything slipping out about Sausage.
Okay, well, we shouldn't be saying anything bad or mean about our single friend.
We're not. I'm just saying they're single.
Yeah.
And this goes out to them. And it's like 90% of my friends. okay. Those who are single were advised to place mistletoe holly, and ivy leaves under their pillows so they would dream of their future wives or husbands. You're yawning. You're bored as fuck on this podcast.
No, I'm not.
Okay. What do you think about that? Do you ever do that as a girl? Like where
no.
You put the wax in the water and you're supposed to see the shape of your future husband?
No. I used to have those little wish dolls.
Troll dolls?
No, they're little wish dolls. They're like in this little tiny yellow oval box. And they're little tiny like sewn dolls. Like they're literally like the size of your fingertip. Mm. And you're supposed to put those in your pillow and make a wish.
Oh, like, so it's kind of the same concept.
Yeah.
So they were cultural appropriating from the Irish.
I have no idea what culture those originate from.
Ireland.
No.
Halloween is Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, ladies, if you're single, so is Adam. Like I said, he is tall, dark, and handsome. He's got a good paying job. He has his own apartment. And that motherfucker loves to cook.
And he's good at it, too.
Yeah, he will cook you up some stew. He will take the bodies and he will marinate them. And he will cook up all them dead hookers and you will eat like a queen. So put some ivy under your pillow and hit Adam up on Facebook. Because I had to force him to get on Facebook. All right, so midnight. At midnight, many people would enter the house through the front door and they would leave through the back door for good luck.
I'd like to know where these things originated from. Like, who came up with these ideas and
Ireland?
Why?
Ireland?
Yeah.
Irish
okay.
People?
That's, like, really broad.
Well, how did the church come up with all their traditions? Like, the bread and wine for the body and blood of Christ.
Didn't that, like, come from the Bible?
Yeah, but...
And if you believe, from okay. Ancient art, too.
Oh, if you believe that the Bible is actually real, then it was based off what God said. But if you don't believe what the Bible said, then someone had to think of that. Or base it off something. So where did that come from?
Well, it came from art, but I don't know
where
those
ideas... Didn't
the art come
from what was written, though? I thought a lot of that art was based off, you know, Bible passages and stories and stuff.
I don't know.
I
don't want to have flashbacks to art history because it'll give me nightmares.
I hate art, so we won't talk about that. So yeah, Carrie, on the New Year's, if you want good luck, you got to let me go in the back door.
No, you go in through the front door and you exit the back door.
Okay, so I have to exit your back door.
Oh my God.
Okay, so what are we at here? We're like 17 minutes. You want to hear my latest comic book that I'll never draw? I wrote it like 3 months ago, but I never drew it.
Okay.
Because I can't draw the
Was figures. That all of the Irish?
Yeah, that's all the Irish traditions.
Okay.
So, my comic book. I think I mentioned it briefly. It's called Coyote. Do you remember that?
No.
You don't remember Coyote?
No.
And all the villains are like, hey, Coyote. And he's like, my name's Coyote.
No.
Okay. Well, there's three main characters in this comic. There's Guy McYote.
Mm-hmm.
That's his name. And he becomes Coyote, obviously.
Okay.
And there's Jack Cullen, who becomes the Jack Cole, obviously.
Mm.
And there's Sal King, which becomes King Sloth. So basically, Sal King is a billionaire pharmaceutical mogul who employs scientist Jack Cullen to create the next big pharmaceutical breakthrough. Alcoholic scumbag Guy McYote responds to a wanted ad in the newspaper for medical testing. During testing, an explosion happens. All three men get superpowers. Jack and Guy get super speed, super agility, and super tough skin. Sal King's face is disfigured. He basically looks like a sloth now. Guy, he takes off. He goes to the local bar. He just get the fuck out of there. Sal, he's super pissed. And he takes on the King Sloth persona. And he vows vengeance on Guy. Because he blamed him for the accident. Right? He renames Jack Cullen. He He renames him the Jackal. And he creates him a special suit to hunt down Guy McGeody. They make a commercial offering a reward for Guy. Guy sees it at the local bar. And he's like, fuck, I'm going to make a suit too. And I'm going to call myself Coyote.
Mm-mm.
What do you think?
Sounds exciting.
I'll probably never ever draw that.
Why?
I still have 2 issues of Adventures in Alcoholism I haven't finished.
Yeah, you should definitely finish one thing first.
Yeah, I know. I'll get around to it. I basically just gotta like scan it, ink a few things. That part's pretty easy. I just gotta find time and get on your computer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, unless any of my favorite or famous movie star friends like Die Hard knows anyone that wants to draw it or turn it into a film, hit me up. I'll sell you the rights pretty cheap. And, yeah. So, how was it? How was the first podcast?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Was it everything you ever expected?
Totally.
So, anything you want to promote? I heard you're a pretty famous and amazingly talented photographer.
Aww.
So, do you have anything you want to promote?
Yeah, go check out my photography, my Facebook page at Deerwood Photography.
Yeah, you took some photos that I've seen. You've done you're good with children. You've done some engagement photos. You've done animals, babies. You've done weddings. You're not a big fan of that, but you're really good at it.
Well, thanks. So, yeah, I love babies. Those are babies and kids.
Babies, kids, dogs, cats, animals. I'd say that's kind of your...
Yeah, I haven't done a lot of animals, but I wouldn't mind doing more.
Yeah, I think you'd be really good at it. So, yeah, hit her up, Deerwood Photography. My beautiful wife. Hopefully, I'll get something special after this podcast. Probably not. So, I'm going to finish this Maker's Mark and edit this shit. And this is the last podcast of 2016. I will be back next week with a very controversial topic that will probably get me shot.
What are you doing that on?
Oh, you'll have to wait and see. All right, everyone. Until then, don't be a dick. Be nice.
Red man tobacco, grandpa's 2 cents. Old timers, they're in a pinch. I'm a fan of it. Oh, shit. Splitting logs, smoking hogs, feeding leftovers, three-legged dog, I'm a fan of it. Oh, shit. One man's trash is another man's treasure. One man's pain is another man's pleasure. Home, I'm a fan of it. Oh. cold shit. Yeah, I'm